I'm going to talk about something. All right. I'm going to talk about something that I've talked about before. And I'll talk about it again a week from now. I'll talk about it again from a month from now. I will keep talking about it until more and more people's eyes are opened up. And I think what Trump has done in this election cycle has really opened people's eyes up. He really has. And I've said this countless times before. If he doesn't win the nomination, if he loses to Cruz or loses to Kasich or whoever, or he gets a nomination and he loses to Hillary in a landslide, he has at least peeled back this curtain on the media and how the media conducts themselves, what the media wants all of us to believe is the way our country is, and the fact that there is no middle anymore with the media. There is no unbiased with the media anymore. It's all biased. It's all controlled by a handful of players, and whatever agenda they want to put forth, or whatever policy they would like to see enacted, they make it happen. And that filters through to the anchors, to the TV shows, whoever. Because remember, you have hundreds, if not thousands, of people that work for these TV networks or these motion picture studios or these newspapers or these internet sites. That's how they make their living. They work for these entities. And if they don't do what they're told, they will end up living with the wild, wild whites of West Virginia. So they do what they're told. They do what they're told. They don't say, I'm going to stand up against the machine. Why would they stand up against the machine? If they cross that line, that means they would cross that line with any other entity that would hire them. If they cross that line, if they crap all over the newspaper or the website or the network that they work for, if they go on to their blog or wherever and say, I just want to tell you that the executives at MSNBC or the executives at Fox told me to do this and that and have this position and that position and push this issue and that. And I just want to tell everybody that I feel that's wrong. And I'm not going to go against my principles. So I'm telling you all what is listen, if they do that to Fox, they'll do it to CNN. They'll do it to NBC. They'll do it to BuzzFeed, they'll do it to Huffington Post, they'll do it to the New York Times, they'll do it to Wall Street Journal. So everybody stays in line. Everybody stays in line. Now, you have people like Sally Cohn, and why I bring up Sally Cohn, why she's so on my mind. First off, it bothers me that she stole Rachel Maddow's gimmick. It bothers me. Now, I don't know if Rachel Maddow stole Sally Cohen's gimmick, but the fact that they both look identical bothers me. And then if you throw in conservative columnist Ben Shapiro, you got three people. You got three people that look alike. Ben Shapiro, Sally Cohen, Rachel Maddow. They all look alike. Bothers me. Okay? I'm just saying it bothers me. Don't steal people's gimmicks. Got to have your own gimmick. Maybe Ben Shapiro does the shaved head look. Maybe Sally Cohen grows her hair down to her shoulders. You let Rachel Maddow have the short, black, buzz cut hair with the suit jacket. No makeup. Maybe. But no, you got Sally Cohen and you got Rachel Maddow. They're the same, just, they look alike. It bothers me. No, you can't steal gimmicks, okay? It's not how it works. Got to be authentic. But Sally Cohen is on CNN, and she's just crying up a storm, okay? Crying up a storm. She's on CNN crying up a storm about Trump's wins. She's crying up a storm on CNN about the people that support Trump. Another one of these individuals who try to marginalize anybody that supports Trump and bully anybody that supports Trump. That's the interesting thing. What you have going on is shaming and is bullying. It's funny. Liberals are the ones that complain about shaming and bullying the most. You're fat shaming. You're slut shaming. You're homophobic. You're Islamophobic. If you question anything, if you question anything, you are instantly attacked. So in turn, you just say, oh, okay. You just go along with it. You never question anything. Look at poor Cheryl Teagues. God forbid she spoke and had an opinion on the fat girl on Sports Illustrated cover. She basically said the stuff that I have said countless times. Why do we celebrate someone who's unhealthy? Forget the look, okay? Forget, oh, that's not how a girl's supposed to look. Just unhealthy. And I would say the same thing for a guy. I work out every day. I'm constantly watching what I eat. I wish I was thinner. I work on being thinner every day. I watch what I eat every day. It's unhealthy to be fat. And Cheryl Teagues actually speaks up and says, hey, you know, like the whole celebrating being unhealthy is it's kind of strange. She was attacked. She was attacked by liberals. By liberals. That's what they do. And that's what they now do with Trump supporters. If you go, oh, yeah, I like Donald Trump. Oh, you're a racist. You're a Nazi. You're a bigot. Okay, you know what? I'm not. I was just joking. I'm not supporting Trump. I'm just joking. Okay, well, you better not. I don't want to hang out with a bigot. I don't want to hang out with a Nazi. I don't want to hang out with someone like that. Okay? Yeah, you're right. You're totally right. I don't like him at all. Totally right. That's what happens now. The left is shaming people who vote for Trump. Look at the Saturday Night Live skit. They do a whole little mini commercial portraying people that support Trump to be in the Ku Klux Klan, to be Nazis. So you're sitting there going, wow, so if I vote for Trump, I'm a Nazi. If I vote for Trump, I'm part of the Klan. If I vote for Trump, that means I hate people. I mean, that's where we are now. That's where we are now. If you can't beat somebody on issues, you now attack them in a way to shame people. You do what liberals despise. Slut shit. You're slut shaming. Girls should be able to go out there and have as much sex as they want with whoever they want. If guys can do it, girls can do it. And if you say anything about it, you're a slut shamer. Okay. All right. Who are you voting for? Oh, I'm thinking about Donald Trump. You're a Nazi. You're part of the Klan. Okay. All right. All right, liberal. All right. All right. Sorry. And it's amazing because if you're part of the liberal establishment, which is the entire media universe, if Donald Trump was a Nazi, if Donald Trump was a white supremacist, if Donald Trump was this evil monster, I mean, you have Louis C.K. You have Louis C.K. writing a little letter saying, don't vote for Donald Trump. He's a bigot. He's a racist. He's a Nazi. Here you got Louis C.K. Washington Post is posting his little letter. Here he is. He's a Nazi. He's, again, just shaming anybody that's going to vote for Trump or think about voting for Trump. You have this effort. I mean, imagine this. You have this effort by the liberal elite, this liberal empire, to tell everybody, to shame everybody. And it's amazing because if this person is that way, if this person is a horrible businessman, if this person is a joke, if this person is a con man, then why is everybody going to such great lengths to push this narrative? Wouldn't you think you would want this candidate to run against Hillary Clinton? Because remember, Hillary Clinton doesn't have the greatest favorables. I mean, well over 50% of the people think she's a liar. Well over 50% of the people think she's untrustworthy. So Hillary Clinton doesn't exactly have a net high favorability rating. So wouldn't you want to have a candidate run against Hillary that is really flawed, that's really bad, that's a racist? Don't you want a candidate to run against Hillary that can't get any minority votes? Right? Don't you want this? Why would you not want this? Why would you want John Kasich? Why would you want a moderate Republican who is the governor of Ohio? And remember, if you go by the Electoral College and what it has been for the past two or three election cycles, Ohio is that swing state. If you switch Ohio, a Republican becomes president. If John Kerry won Ohio, he's the president. So why would you want Kasich? Wouldn't you temper down the we hate Trump rhetoric? He's Satan. He's a Nazi. Anybody who votes for him's a Nazi. Wouldn't you temper that down a little? wouldn't you kind of push out the narrative of, oh, yeah, Donald Trump. Yeah, go, yeah, we need, yeah, Donald Trump. Why would you not want Donald Trump? He's the Barry Goldwater blowout. Why would you not want him? When Sally Cohen goes, the only reason Donald Trump is around is because the media created him. That's the only reason. They shouldn't cover him. They shouldn't do anything that promotes him. Well, wouldn't you want Donald Trump to run against Hillary Clinton? Here's my opinion on why the liberal elite, the media, your John Olivers, your Louis C.K.'s, let me explain to you why everybody is doing what they're doing. Because for many years, we have been duped into believing that the entire country thinks exactly like a liberal thinks. Remember, every aspect of our lives are controlled by liberals. Every aspect, even our computers. When you buy a brand new computer, automatically has a browser. It automatically has a browser. Unless you are a tech-savvy, you know, I get a browser that hides what I'm browsing, and it goes to black sites, and unless you're someone like that, okay? And there's not a lot of people like that. The average person has a computer, and it has MSN or Yahoo built in to the browser. You have either Microsoft or Yahoo built into the browser. You click, boom. What pops up? Yahoo News. What's Yahoo News? All liberal bait and click stories. All liberal bait and click stories. So stories that are bashing a Republican will be in the headline, and it'll be a bait click. And now that's your computer. So when you buy a computer, you get a browser that automatically has a liberal slant. It has a liberal slant. The top headlines are always something from a liberal paper. Rather, it's the Daily Beast, Politico, the list, OK Magazine, Vox, BuzzFeed. So there's your computer. So if you're somebody in Kentucky, if you're somebody in Arkansas, if you're wherever, California, your computer browser has a liberal slant. It's not Breitbart. Yahoo News doesn't have Breitbart stories. So when you're at school and you go online, your browsers are liberal slant browsers. If you go to the library, all liberal slant. You pick up a newspaper, Doesn't matter what newspaper. Rather, it's your LA Times, Boston Herald. Remember, the newspaper isn't news anymore. It's not news anymore. They're opinions. There's no news. There is absolutely no news. They're opinions. And no matter where you go, as far as traveling in an airport, you're in a doctor's waiting room, everything that's offered free is liberal communication, liberal spin, liberal opinions. Rather, it's OK Magazine, rather it's People Magazine, rather it's Vanity Fair. This is what's there in front of you. There's no conservative magazines. The National Review's not in every airport. If I sit down at an airport terminal, there's always a newspaper laying around there. If you're sitting in an airport terminal and they happen to have televisions, what's the news? CNN. It's not Fox. It's not Newsmax on satellite. It's CNN or MSNBC. So every aspect of your life is controlled by liberal messaging. You sit down and watch TV. You sit down and watch TV. Every program is a liberal messaging program. I've never seen a conservative messaging program except for Tim Allen's Last Man Standing, which I think is on ABC Family. I don't even think you get it. I don't even think it's on basic TV anymore. But aside from that, you go home, you put on television, maybe just to hear some noise in the background, and it's liberal messaging. Maybe you want to watch a show at night before you go to bed. You watch the news, and you're like, oh, let me watch a half hour show or an hour talk show. Liberal messaging. This isn't Johnny Carson and David Letterman anymore, where they go, here's some jokes against Republicans, here's some jokes against Democrats. This is Colbert. This is Colbert at 11:30 doing bits that are 5, 6, 7 minute. Trump is a Nazi. Trump is KKK. Republicans are evil. They are garbage. Jimmy Kimmel, Trump is KKK. Republicans are garbage. Republicans are bad. Fallon, to a lesser extent, but still, KKK. Republicans are evil. Trump is bad. You want to watch something on the weekend, Saturday Night Live, a comedy show? Oh, let me tune in here. Trump, KKK, Republicans are bad. They're evil. So every aspect of our life is controlled by liberal media. And you say, oh, but Rob, that's just what's going on at TV. And how, listen, why do people spend billions and billions of dollars a year on advertising? Why do people eat at McDonald's? Why do people eat garbage? Why do people play with crappy toys? What? Advertising, marketing. Why do people, and when I say people, I'll talk about corporations. Why do individuals, as far as marketing masters, why do they spend millions of dollars? Why do they spend millions of dollars for Super Bowl ads? Because they work. So you're advertising food. You're advertising beer. You're advertising drinks. You're advertising products that you're trying to get ingrained in people's heads so that they go and buy the products. Well, if it works for products, don't you think it works for a liberal agenda? You don't think that works? Of course it does. Of course it does. If it works for products, it works for an agenda. It works for an agenda, regardless of what that agenda is. So you have all of this combined, and you wrap it up in a neat package, and people are none the wiser because they get up in the morning, they go to work, they come home, they go to sleep, get up in the morning, come home, go to work, go to sleep, go on vacation. So they're surrounded by this message. But all of a sudden, Trump comes along, and Trump has a different message. And all these people start hearing this message. All these people see other people hearing this message. So now all of a sudden, all these people are saying, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute, maybe the country isn't exactly the way we're told it is. And now you have all these people, the Sally Cohens, the Louis C.K.'s, the BuzzFeeds, the Daily Beast. You have all these people freaking out because they're sitting there going, oh no, the jig is up. The jig is up. People are starting to see that not everybody in this country agrees with this liberal agenda. They're seeing there's other people like them. They're not feeling like an outcast. They're not feeling like they're alone. When they go to a rally and there's 25,000 people who say, yeah, I don't like that either. I don't like that. Oh, you agree with this? And this is scaring the hell out of the Democrats. It's scaring the hell out of the media because they've built a business. They've built a business of convincing millions of Americans that everybody believes in this liberal agenda. They'll come out with polls. Oh, well, 78% of Americans believe in fat people being put on the $20 bill. And everyone goes, oh, okay. All right. Okay. I guess so. I mean, polls are BS. They're BS. If you really want to get down to it, even political polls, they're all BS. Remember the NBC Wall Street poll that had Ted Cruz 3 points ahead of Donald Trump nationally? It's the only poll that ever showed. Never ever showed that before and since. So the media will create a poll. Hey, 70% of Americans believe in this. And then that is put out there. The agenda slowly comes out. Whether it's on NBC, whether it's on CBS, whether it's on ABC. The envelope just keeps getting pushed. So in turn, everybody believes that everybody else feels a certain way. And you see the liberal media, you see comedians, the talk show hosts, everybody's freaking out. They're freaking out because they know that the country is far more diverse in their thought process. They know that not everybody in the country believes in the liberal agenda. They know it. But they never had to worry about anybody coming along and opening people's eyes. They never had to worry about that before. They never, ever had to worry about that. Because even the Fox News, even the one place that's supposed to be conservative, isn't. Yeah, you have Rupert Murdoch. You have Rupert Murdoch. You have Roger Ailes funding and being part of organizations that are trying to push forth an amnesty bill. So they're not that conservative. And Trump has made people open their eyes. When people are sitting back in their houses and they're sitting in their chairs and they're seeing Trump in this state and he wins and he has 750,000 people vote for him, and Trump goes to this state and he comes in second place and has 100,000 people vote for him, you're seeing individuals counting going, well, that's 1 million. That's 2 million. Okay, that's 3. Wow. So that's 3 million people. That's 4 million people. That's five. These are millions of people that are saying we don't prescribe to the liberal agenda. That is scaring the hell all the liberals and all the media nut job executives, because they are. They're all nuts. I mean, think about it. They support Obama, give him millions and millions and millions of dollars, and yet they play the race game when it comes to television and movies and their little emails that they send back and forth to each other making racist jokes. They're nuts. They're all nuts. And that's why you have the Sally Cohens, Rachel Maddow. They're freaking. Because basically, by Donald Trump being exposed to the nation, you have other people being able to join, get together, and see through this liberal agenda. And everybody might not wake up and see the light in this election cycle, but here's the thing. The genie's out of the bottle. And the Sally Cohens and the Louis C.K.'s and other liberal elitists alike know the genie's out of the bottle. They know it's out of the bottle. They know everybody now realizes that everyone in the United States doesn't agree with the liberal agenda and the liberal messaging. And rather something changes in this election cycle, or it changes the year after, but people now realize that there's millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people that feel this way. And there is a path for success. Whether it's in state houses, whether it's in Congress, whether it's in Senate. But there is a path now for success. There is a path now, even as far as media goes. Eye-opening. And it's just the start. And if you really want to talk about a revolution, it's not Bernie Sanders who created a revolution. It's Donald Trump who created a revolution. It's the ideas and the messages. That's the revolution. And it's going to go on a lot longer and a lot further, even after Donald Trump either wins or loses, because everybody's eyes have been opened and the liberals are scared. They're terrified. And we got them now on the ropes, and we can't let up, and we just got to keep beating their effing heads in.